हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, so now we're on part 3, chapters 14 to 20. Chapter 14, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Krishna. 15, the transcendental madness of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 16, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tastes nectar from the lips of Lord Sri Krishna. Chapter 17, the bodily transformations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 18, rescuing the Lord from the sea. 19, the inconceivable behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And 20, the Shikshastika prayers. So chapter 14, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Krishna. Pratigya. Even if one is very advanced and learned, one cannot understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental madness and separation from Krishna. Adhyaya Prakashika. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of the 14th chapter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Krishna resulted in highly elevated transcendental madness. When he was standing near the Garuda Stamba and praying to Lord Jagannath, a woman from Orissa put her foot on the Lord's shoulder in a great eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. Govinda chastised her for this, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised her eagerness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Lord Jagannath, he was absorbed in ecstatic love and saw only Krishna. As soon as he perceived this woman, however, his external consciousness immediately returned, and he saw Jagannath. Baladeva and Subhadra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saw Krishna in a dream, and he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. When he could no longer see Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared himself to a yogi, described how that yogi was seeing a Vrindavan. Sometimes all the transcendental ecstatic symptoms were manifest in him. One night, Govinda and Sudhamadar noticed that although the three doors to the Lord's room were closed and locked, the Lord was not present inside. Seeing this, Sudhamadar and the other devotees went outside and saw the Lord lying unconscious by the gate known as Simhadwara. His body had become unusually long, and the joints of his bones were loose. The devotees gradually brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his senses by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and they took him back to his residence. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook a sandhu known as Chatakaparvata for Govardhan Hill. As he ran towards it, he became stunned, and then the eight ecstatic transformations appeared in his body due to great love for Krishna. At that time, all the devotees chanted the Hare Krishna mantra to pacify him. Shloka Anusharana, some of your verses, 1 through 16, the ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 17 to 83, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental vision. 84 to 123, the Chataka Parvata incident. Verses 1 to 16, the ecstatic emotions of Lord Chaitanya. 314, 1 through 7. I shall now describe a very small portion of the activities performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his mind, intelligence, and body. When he was bewildered by strong feelings of separation from Krishna, all glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All glories to Lord Gaurachandra, the life and soul of his devotees. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very life. And all glories to Advaitacharya, who is extremely dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Srup Damodar and all the other devotees headed by Srivastakur. Please give me the strength to describe the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotions of transcendental madness and separation from Krishna is very deep and mysterious. Even though one is very advanced and learned, he cannot understand it. How can one describe unfathomable subject matters? It is possible only if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him the capability. Subhadamadhar Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami recorded all these transcendental activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their notebooks. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental feeling of separation from Krishna and his consequent madness are not at all understandable by a person on the material platform. Nonetheless, a so-called party of devotees named Nadia Nagari has sprung up and introduced the worship of Vishnu Priya. This certainly indicates their ignorance concerning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. In the opinion of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, such worship is a product of the imagination. Many other methods of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have also been introduced, and they have all been rejected by stalwart devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The groups practicing such unauthorized worship have been listed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Aul Baul, Kartabaja, Neda, Dharavesha, Shani, Sahajiya, Shaki Bheki, Smarta, Jata Gosai, Ativadi, Churahari, Gauranga Nagari. Subhadamadhar Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami witnessed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities firsthand and recorded them in two notebooks. Therefore, without reference to these notebooks, one cannot understand the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone inventing some new method for worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly unable to understand the Lord's pastimes, for he is bereft of the real process of approaching the Lord. So it's a matter of the Lord revealing. It's not one, I mean, as we have seen all the way through, but this is then when that qualification is there, that attachment to the Lord, then he can reveal. But this means it has to be coming in the line of the acharyas. So Subhadamadhar Goswami, Raghunath Das. Like this, you can understand how the Goswamis have revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his philosophy and all these. We have to approach that. We can't make something up. Otherwise, it'll never work. Means the materialistic platform, of course, one can satisfy the mind by coming up with all kinds of things that sound really nice and would, you know, seem to be something interesting. But in actuality, it's only by pure devotional service, following the footsteps of the acharyas, that one can understand. Anything else you make up, it's to do with you and your mind. It has nothing to do with the Lord. Yes? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes. The lucky number.
Yeah. Did this sprung up after Mahaprabhu all the way to Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Yeah, there are always, something's always coming up. Like we know, we have a few of our own. You know, this took 500 years, but because of the potency of Prabhupada, then, you know, you can move forward quicker or go off the rails quicker. You know,
so. Right. So they were there, they existed in that particular time frame.
Yeah. No, they were all there. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned them.
Yeah.
And they still go on. They're still going on now.
All of them?
Yeah, did I know? Never heard of the Dharaveshas?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're there. So.
No,
yeah, no, they're all.
Aubao.
Yeah, but they're all there. Sahajiya, Shakyabeki, Smartas are there, Jat Gosais are there. You know, it's just like here, we had one the other day, some Jat Gosai trying to make comments about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You know, because he's pointing out their position, and so then they're saying, oh, is this and that, and so many things. Yeah. You know, so you have to always be very, very careful about these things. Because there take some aspects of the culture of Bhakti, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but then they add their own twist on it because of something that they want to gain from it. And that, you know, something that makes it, you know, seemingly more accessible, something special. You know, so this desire for something different than what's being given. You see, devotees all the time have a tendency to go hither, thither, and yawn, you know, looking for that there's something that we're not talking about. But that's the point, is it's all being talked about. It's just a matter of how much you realize it. You know, because it's thought if you use the words, then that's what's going to mean it. No, it's that you explain what's there. It means there's the philosophy, probably, today's quote in the calendar. Srila Prabhupada's making the philosophy is the highest. But higher than the philosophy is practicing the philosophy. So that's what they do, is they try to circumvent the philosophy and make up their own religion. So that's why he says they make up their own way of worshipping. No, you have to follow the footsteps of the acharyas as they give it. You can't come up with things. But it's popular. So that's the thing, is that in here, even though there's so much, there's notebooks, and you know, it's just very, very concise, exact, you know, a few points are brought out, bring out the point. But the thing is that you're dealing with a level of spiritual ecstasy, that it's Krishna interacting with the devotees. So here, because Lord Chaitanya is taking the mood of Radharani, then therefore that interaction of Krishna with her, that aspect is so intense. So we can assist in that, but if we think we're going to do that, that's where all this stupidness comes from. Because they're unwilling to follow in the footsteps and be humble. Because that's where it is. If you're part and parcel, you know, that's why the examples are given of the root and the tree. You can water the flowers all you want, but the tree won't. It won't. The flower won't get any benefit. You know, seemingly it gets a little moist on the outside, but it'll die and fall off. Same with the leaves. So that's the thing. These things are given, or the hand and the mouth. If the hand takes the food and tries to enjoy it itself, what's it going to get? It'll just become weak. You know, you get some sensation. You know, it's smooth, or it's oily, or it's squeaky, or something. You know. Got a rasgula, right? Between, you know.
So the principle is that things are revealed by the mercy of the acharyas if you stay connected to the Guru Parampara and you follow in the footsteps of the acharyas.
Yes.
Now, is it possible that someone is within the disciplic succession, not as an acharya but as a follower,
right,
and still cultivate this deviation?
It means, see, free will is there. It means if we're in the material world, we have deviated. You know, in which way or something. But it's always going to be in karma and jnana. All these albao, all these wallas, it's all karma and jnana. It's all about themselves and what benefits they'll get. But there's going to be the aspect of that they project it as if it's dealing with the Lord. But it's all about themselves, what they're gaining from it, how much ecstasy they'll get. And all, like the impersonalists, they talk Brahmananda. So it's about them feeling that ananda. Because the point is Brahman already is in the state it's in, and it is who it is. And why do you have to, you know, make a show out of that? You know what I'm saying? Especially since, according to them, we don't exist anyway. So then, what's the whole point? You know. So it's all what they're going to get from it. You know. Same with the why we're not so impressed with liberation, because it's about all be on the same planet as the Lord, or all have the same form, the same opulences, or all be an associate. It's not. So where is the Lord in that? He's there. Okay, you're the Lord's associate, but. You know, is it about the Lord, or is it about you and what, you know, how close you are? Does that make sense? So all it is these aspects that are rejected. So, you know, I mean, you can wind them all up and basically the overall, you can just say sahajya, because they try to make things cheap and easy. You know. That's why the mind is so attractive, because here it's something easy. We're talking about something that's, you know, step by step, takes time. You know, it's up to Krishna when he wants to reveal, but they want to, you know, what's the fast-tracked. I mean, this is a fast-track for their mind, it seems, but as far as getting Krishna done.
And I assume that if you try your luck to go sideways while you are in the midst of a Vaishnava community, you easily get exposed anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. So then you go to that and you do your own thing. And then,
right, right.
You know, and so it means they're going to get some happiness from it, just like the materialists are getting some happiness from whatever they're doing. But getting prema, that's not on the cards. You have to follow. It means unless you're following Rupa Goswami as given by the acharyas, as it comes down to you today, say, well, we don't accept all these, we only accept here. But what's the connection between Rupa and you now? If it's not through them, it's not through a bona fide line. So, if you know, because generally, the Jat Gosais, Smartas, I mean, you're going to have a problem with the Smartas, because the Smartas, unless you're born in an India Brahmin family, it's not going to work for you. You know, the Jat Gosai is a little more clever because they're, you know, Brajvasis and Navadvipasis, so they're way more clever. So, you know, they'll allow you to be part of the scene, but, you know, you'll never be one of them. But, you know, you can be their disciple and, you know, all these kind of things. So, all these aspects like that, you know, it's
what's the difference between these two, basically?
Smartas means that they're Vaishnava, it means of Smartas. They follow the rules and regulations, and so I think it's the rules that following the rules is what produces the result, right? And so then
they're like karma beings,
but in this category, what would be here would be the ones that they worship Vishnu, so they will call themselves Vaishnavas, you know, because they worship Vishnu, but they are. The Lord is an anga of their worship, like that. Means you want this result, you have to do this ritual. This ritual requires worshiping Vishnu. So Vishnu is just part of their ritual to get their results. So it's still about them, it's centered on them. And so they don't believe in the eternal form of the Lord and things like that. But they'll consider themselves Vaishnavas. That Jat Gosai means that it's because they're born in that family that makes them elevated and advanced. Because it's the Goswami that's there now, as his son grows up, as he gets a little bit older enough that he can interact and stuff, then because now the father has so many disciples, the father's disciples, their children will become his son's disciples. You know, it's like what Prabhupada says. The high court judge, so then his son automatically is a high court judge. There's no, you have to go to school, you qualify and everything like that. So it's not that the individual couldn't be bona fide, but they take it because they're born there, that makes them the Goswamis, you know. And of them, I mean, so it's like, I think it's one particular family. They deal nicely and appreciate ISKCON. But all the other families, that you know, most of they won't have anything to do with this, because they think that, you know, they're very, you know, they're elevated and that, and we're not. We're Westerners and like that. So they have all the same things. They're Brahmins and that, and so it just goes by that they're Brahmins and we're Westerners. And so, yeah, you know, you can be a peacock or, you know, something on the side, but you'll never be elevated, you know, like us. They're a weird bunch. So they all have their uniqueness. The Shaki Bakis, they think they'll dress up as gopis and do gopi stuff now, but you know, they got a beard and, you know, stuff like that.
They have many followers.
Hmm?
They have many followers now all over the world.
Yes, it's because they're actually, and all this thing is that they're saying, you know, all they've been repressed and all that. No, we've always had them.
Do you know personally what initiated the Gopi Bhav Club? What was the, how did the whole thing start?
I just heard about it. Right. Because that means that all happened in, you know, the great, how do you say, great region of Los Angeles. You know. And so then we were in India, so you know, we just hear stories about it. But the basic thing is, it's where it came from, who knows, but sometimes you get it that somebody has contact with people in India, and then it goes. That 1980s thing, that happened from Gaudiyas in India saying things about, you know, relativizing Prabhupada's position, and then when that was transferred on to others, and it just gets more and more weird. So you always see that. I mean, I even heard of, I mean, it was quite a long time back, 20 years or something, but I remember somebody, they would go into houses, you know, to devotees' houses, they go to communities, you know, like that, because the temple may or may not, you know, but so they go to someone's house, and that, you know, they go to ISKCON people's houses, they're not going anywhere else. And so then, because they were a godbrother, not necessarily godbrother, but maybe the next generation, so they were around when Prabhupada was there, might have been a godbrother, you know, it might be that far back. And so then they would tell, go to people's houses, and you know, in the seemingly that it's about glorifying Prabhupada, they would tell these stories about Prabhupada and his dealing with, say, the family and all that, that in the Western environment, then culturally they wouldn't appreciate it. They would actually think it's a problem. They would present it in very nice and laughing and doing the whole Indian guru kind of thing, you know, that makes it, you know, attractive. But at the same time, as they're putting these seeds of doubt. Like that. You know, so it's a very standard. Or, you know, yeah, Prabhupada gave the basics, you know, but I'll give you the higher. It's kind of like, where is this coming from? What is this higher you're talking about? You know, Bhagavad Gita introduction. On the second page of the introduction, you're already, it means the first page is the Mangalacharan and this and that and why the Gita is written. The second page, when he's talking about the five rasas. And so what is this that they're talking about? But because you say that, everyone thinks, yeah, you know that goes on here. That, you know, we hear all the time. But, you know, so that's why here you grow up with them with all this stuff. You know, in the West, they don't know, so they get bewildered. But here it's like, you know, every gate has got somebody who's going to say that stuff. You know, so it's like, you know. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a where they picked it up. Or it's just there's the modes of nature, so it's the standard things. It means you have the razor's edge, and then one side you have sahaja, the other side you have the impersonalism, the smartest. Like that. So it's niyamagraha, you know, or niyamagraha, either one. So then it's just a matter of, oh, if we read just about the gopis, that's how we'll get about the gopis. So they'll take something, some statement somewhere, and then overdo it. You know, it's like by hearing about in the Rasa dance, by hearing about it, it destroys all the lust and all this and that. But in other verses, that one there, but other verses that are there in the commentaries are mentioning when you get to that Madhyama platform where, you know, you've reduced the anarthas, you have that faith, then when you hear these things, it will reduce. Otherwise, they also say before that, don't get too involved in these things. But those will be ignored and just this will be taken. So standard thing. Everybody does that. You know, all the different six schools that are slightly off track are doing that. They're taking which parts of the Shastra they like and which parts they don't believe. And they're not trying to reconcile things. They just, this part I like and that part I don't. And it's not about, maybe that part has something to do with this part, or this part has something to, the part you like has something to do with that part that you don't. They won't try to reconcile. And so then they create, like you said here, you create a new system of worshiping the Lord, which is unnecessary. Like that. You know, as we see, Lord Chaitanya and his association with devotees, we've seen what they are talking about, what they do. We see when he's preaching, what he talks about and does. So where is this that he does? Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar? That's two people of the most elevated and all that. They just, whoever's interested, they get together in a room. No? Like that. So That's the difficulty. It just expands because, oh, I want to be part of that. But the point is, Lord Chaitanya only discussed with those, you know, those two persons. And then I think it's mentioned Siki Mahiti and his sister. And she didn't even take part. She'd sit around the corner. She could listen. In other words, only with those three would he talk on that level.
You know, Maharaj, I often mention it to Jagadish Prabhu, I think I mentioned it to you before. There is this mood with, especially the senior devotees now that they're in their 70s. You know, they've gone through the pioneer stage, pushing the sankirtan, and now they want to see them kada.
That's good.
And
that's
when
nice.
You do that, it's open, right? It's open, and they go into topics we know we're not supposed to discuss. But they discuss it because they've studied it and they enjoy explaining it, etc., etc. Right now, there is 10 days parikram online, and people register, about 500 people have registered. And, you know, my wife puts that thing in the morning, and in the evening, it's twice a day. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, well, you know, they're going to go Krishna Mara, and come with the boys, and Forest pastime, or they should know it's Radha Kund and every possible detail of all the Shakis, the Manjaris, Pariyaka Rasa, and Sakya Rasa. And I'm thinking, who is listening? Who is understanding? Mm-hmm. Why are they talking about this? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that means you're going to have that aspect. Now, you do have the aspect if you're talking about just the situations that are there. Like that. So you're talking about the sambandhyan, but in that, then you're explaining it, you have to talk about the relationship, the position. Because you do have that. Radha Krishna Gana Dash Deepika, it says, you know, who's who, who's doing what, why do they dress, you know, what colors they wear, what services they do. So these kind of things are in one sense, it's an advance, but it's a general knowledge.
Facts and figures.
Yes, facts and figures. So as long as you're sticking to that and the story is being presented, you know, according to that kind of aspect, it can work. And devotees are inspired, and they listen, and they will advance because they become absorbed, right? Like, but at the same time, as they won't have necessarily the ability to sustain that, like these senior devotees may. Mm. But at the same time, they have a great enthusiasm, so when there's another program, they'll go. You know, like before it would be, devotees are going somewhere or something and something, and then there's half an hour or something, nothing's happening, nothing's scheduled. They'll sit down and read, sit down and do some bhajan, sit down and do stuff like that. So you didn't have to have a separate, you know, kirtan mela or these different things. It was just always going on. There was always the kirtan, always the bhajans. But if you get where it's not always going on, then by having them, then devotees become inspired and they want to go, they want to take part. And you see, they sit there for the 8 hours, 10 hours, some dance for so many hours. So they're very much absorbed. And so then in that way, it's nice. But at the same time, is one should know that the standard is that you're always doing kirtaniya sadhana. You know, so you're going to have that aspect, but so anything that encourages, but you have to know where the line is, like we saw in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, talking very freely about the other rasas. But when it gets to conjugal rasa, then Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath, anybody making commentaries and everything, they all restrict what they're saying. Up to that point, they're very, very liberal about details and all that. Because if you're talking about Mother Jashoda, you're just going to, it's Mother Jashoda. You know, the cowherd boys that he's doing, or the servant did this and that. But as soon as gopis, then you try to align yourself with them. So they immediately don't say, because it's not like you talk about Mother Jashoda and then you think, oh, my mother wasn't like that. You never do that. You know, but the gopis is, oh, I could be part of that, how could I, and what's it, you know, so it gets very mental.
That's right.
So they just restrict it right down. They tell major things that if it's understood, it's all there. You know? So it's just like, I've heard many, how do you say, the devotees from, very traditional backgrounds, very, strict backgrounds and, Vedic backgrounds and all that, both from the men and the women, and their advice on family life sometimes is just one sentence from their parents. But that one sentence can make the whole thing, you stick to that, it works. Of course, they've seen the example and everything, but now they point it out. Like one girl was saying when just as after the wedding, when she's leaving for the husband's house, then she said something. So they're very, these things are, they're very careful. But in that, you know everything. You don't have to get into detail. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you see in Bhagavatam, it may say, Menaka came, she danced, it caught his attention, it broke his attachment and all that. And then the next thing you know is Shakuntala is born. That's it. They don't have to get into any more detail. Because for the sages and all that, Tinli Mata goodness, it's standard. You know what things go on, how it works. So you don't have to. It's just like, So that's the thing, but you see, like in Mahabharata, that description will be at least half a page. Getting into all kinds of details. And if you go farther down, then they get into more and more detail.
Present-day
movies. Yeah.
You
know that something's going to happen, but they have to show everything. You just know it happens. That's why it's called fade, right? The camera goes and fades or pans and does something. You know what's going to happen. But they have to get into these details. So that's when you know that it's not correct, especially when the audience isn't correct. If it's a general audience, you have to, just... But at the same time, as then you're taking stories that can give so much, and reducing them down to something that, unless it's just giving an anecdote in something, but if it's like you're telling the story, but then, it's inspiring, but then the point is then you need a new story. Rather than these are stories you can hear again and again. Because the point is it's all there in all the other things. We just think, oh, it's Krishna book, nothing's there. But he's explaining all the moods and what's going on and how it's working. And then a few more of the charis and comments will sometimes mention a few more details, like you said, facts and figures. But they don't go deeper into the mood. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell some other aspects so that you understand what's happening. But because Bhagavatam is explaining it. Lord Chaitanya is the preacher of Bhagavatam. So one has to appreciate is that you have it done. Fine, nice, great. You like to absorb yourself, you have people who you can, but understand that absorption doesn't make you more advanced necessarily. Right? Because you have to get together and read. Are you thinking like that when you're on your own? If you are, and then it's just a matter of getting together with sadhus and so there's sadhu sangha, okay, nice. But if it's like these things won't be discussed or that only when you're in that, when you get together and have that group, then that's another thing. So you have to be a little careful. Because otherwise then people can get distracted. So you can say what can be said that people won't get distracted by. So you have to always be judging what you're saying. Because if it's an open forum, then it's in the first category. What is the attraction to Krishna? Right? So it's the preaching, it's the Sankirtan. Then the second is then the association with devotees at Sadhu Sangha. That's not open. It is a certain group. It may be a little bit bigger. It's not that there's not times so Lord Chaitanya is interacting, but all the devotees are there. You see the pastimes and all the devotees are there. Like when the Navadvipa Vasis come to Puri and that, everybody's there and the interactions and all. So there's so many nice sweet things, because the point is that sweetness, you know, it's like the 25th quality of Srimati Radharani, is that her, you know, how you say, that affection or that gratitude towards her associates. Right? So, that you can see in how Lord Chaitanya is dealing with everybody. So that's where you see the things. But if it's only conjugal in a obviously conjugal point, then that's... What about the subtleties? You know what I'm saying? Are they going into Jagannanda Pandit throwing the pot of sandalwood? You know what I mean? What would be the term? Would be, that is like, you know, a, you know, perfect example or perfect expression of that particular kind of anger. You know what I'm saying? You know, but are they talking? You know, so that's the thing is that, so that's being expressed how Lord Chaitanya deals with it. You know, he just smiles. He's not laughing. It's serious, but at the same time, he's not taking it. He doesn't make it about himself. He keeps it about the other devotee. So that one, talk that about that. That's you know, rasa there, because rasa means starts with vibhava. Unless there's an appropriate. Ashray, appropriate vishay, then how do you have the rasa? So are we an appropriate ashray? You know, just because we read about it doesn't make us an ashray for that mood. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you read a Marvel comic, now you can go out on the veranda and jump to the next building? Or, you know, I mean, how does it work? You know, so that's the whole thing, is that it's... You have the aspect that it's a nice thing, but you have to know then what it's doing. How are we the ashray of that? And what is this vishay that you're talking about? What feature of Krishna are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Because you say, okay, well, it's Radha and Krishna, but how do we know Radha and Krishna? We don't know Radha and Krishna. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? You know, we know what to call it. Taylor Swift or something, you know. You know, or Schwarzenegger or something. You know, like this. That's what we know, these things. You know what I mean? How do we know them? We only know them because of Lalita and Vishaka. We only know them because of Rupa Goswami and the six Goswamis. We only know them from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Right? You know, so how do we know it comes down? And how can we actually approach that and put that all together? It's because of Srila Prabhupada. So if that line is there and that clarity is there, then you can see that aspect of Krishna. Otherwise you can't see directly, there's no question. I mean, it's like zero chance. Why would Braja Krishna reveal himself to us who are full of material desires? Braja Krishna means 100% surrender. You know, so if you got down Sarva Dharmam Parityaja, then okay, now we can talk. You know, it's just like, this is it. Shankaracharya. You know, he's first take sannyas, then we'll talk. So it's here, first give up all material, ideas, all material, all attachments of Kamayan, all self-centered, and just surrender to Krishna. You don't see anything other than that. Then we can talk about Prajna. But if not, then we talk as it comes up, as the acharyas give, as Krishna Kaviraj Goswami reveals. So here he's revealing, and this is something you could read these in the class. You could go like this and that, but it's just how you bring it out. Like you see here is that Srila Prabhupada, he just gets into, you know, these people, they come up and they introduce this weirdo worship of Vishnu Priya, and they have other methods like this, and they, you know, it's just, he's pointing out that they're making up their own methods. Where is it from? So you don't really need the detail. You know what I'm saying? You need to know what you should do. Like, you know, it's like, How many unlimited ways can you mess up a recipe that you're cooking? But it's about talking about those things, or it's about what you should do. You know, in other words, if the heat's too hot or not enough, so many things can go wrong. So if you focus on keeping the heat right, and what are the symptoms of what you should do for that, then the cooking's going to go better. So you see, his Prabhupada very clearly brings it to what's there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So they make it very clear. And that's why you see is this group of 13 here, up to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're okay with, but from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they just say, no, there's no connection, because they make it very clear that, no, you're not connected. If you're one of these groups, you're not actually properly connected. You know? You know, or you have your own name. Jad Gosai is born in Vrindavan, so he's a Brajbasi. He has his own special relation to Krishna. But, you know, whether you're going to get what we're talking about, that's another thing. That's between you and Krishna. But you going out and talking to others about your position and all that, that's not going to do you any good. Neither them nor you. You sitting in your room and how you talk to Krishna and this and that, we're not going to get involved. But that's between them. That's not for preaching. That's not for getting others to do. So we see is that's the first thing is that from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all will attack. You know, others are saying different things. They won't bring that up. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they'll point it out. They'll immediately. So we have to be very, very careful. So that's the thing. It's never been given. You want it, you have to follow. You know, you want something else, hey. Maya's got unlimited opportunities. I mean, this universe means Brahma had big anxiety in the very beginning of the creation that he has 14 planetary systems that aren't full. You know? You know what I'm saying? If you have a guest house, you want it full. Right? Activities going on and everything. So he's got 14 planetaries and nothing. So he's encouraged, right? He's starting off four Kumaras, forget it. You know, Lord Shiva, fine. And then they start tearing up the universe. Okay, you chill. You know, and this one, that, and then finally it's Swayambhuva Mona. Okay, now things are happening. You know, then you have the Prajapatis, then it's go, then it happened like this, but then, you know, every morning you have to redo, because, you know, half the universe disappeared, and you know. So you have to. You're busy doing all these things. So that's the whole point. Is that all these places need to be full. So Maya is there, ready to give you options for all these places in the universe. You want to go back to Godhead? You want to serve following the footsteps of the Acharyas? Then that's a different discussion. So when that's understood, then you can get down to, okay, what is useful from what they're doing, what's not useful from what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So to go in and immediately this, that, and all things, that doesn't have any value either. But the point is that what should be done, what is the standard, that we have to understand. Understanding that, then you can compare what's going on to it. Just like you have Krishna, Stu, Bhagavan, Swayam. Now you can compare any verse, anything with that, and see which aspect is bringing up. You know? When Jiva Goswami is bringing out, you know, in the Sandarbha, you know, what is it? Tat and Mat. You know, so Tat's referring to the super soul, Mat's referring to Krishna.
Mat stands for?
Mat means? Yeah, it's all, it means, the word is mat, but I think in the grammar it comes out mud.
Oh.
Mat bhakto, mat meaning Krishna.
Yes.
Well, before that, a few verses further, he's talking about tat. About that Lord, you know, surrender to that Lord and this and that. But he's talking about super soul because he's controlling the universe. So in other words, you have to accept the supremacy and the authority of the Lord. Having accepted that, you go. You then you can go to the point where you surrender to Krishna. So then, and of all that, then Sarvadharma Pritya Cha. So it means bhakti already includes, so you can say, oh, we give up everything, then what are we going to have? But bhakti already includes everything. So that's the point we're talking about. When that verse makes sense, then you can start talking about a stable platform which one can understand these things. But if it's a matter, well, what about this, what about that, then it's like you don't understand the verse. You don't understand bhakti. Bhakti, it already includes anything of use in what we would call karma or jnana that relates to actual useful service to the Lord as given by the acharyas and you know, their example. That already is bhakti. Right? If you have a person and there's a mirror and there's a reflection, that means whatever's in the reflection, where did that come from? It's just that in the mirror can get distorted. You know, like you have those mirrors that make you look really fat or really thin or, you know, stuff like that. So, but the person stays the same. But in there, so in the material world, because of giving up that relationship with Krishna, things get distorted. And as the consciousness goes down, it gets more and more distorted. You know, so the animals is quite distorted. So the idea is that it's our bhakti includes whatever is going on in the spiritual world. That's what reflected here, but it's perverted because one, we don't see it in connection with Krishna, and that we're talking about. You're following the Vedas. You're situated in goodness. You know, doing all your duties as you should. That's perverted because it's not about Krishna. It's about karma and jnana. Mm-hmm. Then from there you get the distortions. The distortions of the perversion.
And the distortion of the perversion.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it goes way off. And so that's the point, is the original is already there. So anything here has its origin there, but it's just been perverted or distorted or both or like this. So when you're saying, what about this, what about that? You know, bhakti doesn't have, then that means you don't know what bhakti is. So that's why Sarvadharma Pratyaja, give up all other, in other words, taking your own position, what you like, how to propose like that, give that up. Just start with Krishna, what he likes, how his associates do, what they do. Follow them. That's the surrender. Right? That's the surrender. Then you do that. Now then you can be on the path that these things will make sense to you. But if they don't clear these things, people are, you know, left, right, and center. They're all going off track. Specifically left and right. So,
yes, thank you.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, in one sense, it doesn't technically matter where it came from, but it's just these things are there. And so if you don't deal with them, you see, it was there, you know, the 70s came up and came up later, and 80s and 90s, and it just keeps coming up. Now, you know, so much is going on. But the point is if you want the real thing, it's there. Because Krishna's in the heart. You want, then he'll arrange for you to meet those devotees. And you want something else, then, you know, that's easy.
Yeah, I'm thinking because also we are preaching movement, and constantly new people come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears that each person goes through a set of stages,
mm-hmm.
not only from Shraddha to Prema, but in terms of anarthas.
Mm,
so okay. Those anarthas, they hunt people. So it always something is going on with it. Because it just time for that, and then the person thinks, "Oh, I discovered it." No, we went through this the whole thing already.
Yeah.
But then the issue is that those who are more mature, they can have some sort of adhikar to enter this sangha. But then the new one, they fit in there also. Hey, I just arrived. It's pretty cool. Can I sit here? You know, you're supposed to wash the pot and go out on Sankirtan to get the adhikar.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that already.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's
new people are just
Because that's the only what they can take part in. You have a parikram, you have a kirtan, you have a kirtan mela. Let's just talk, if you have a community member, you know, means community, right? Who's cultivating them on any aspect? Who goes to their house? Who has programs for them? Who trains them? Some communities do, and you see they go well, but do most communities? No, it's somehow or another magically supposed to happen. But before it didn't magically happen, it was work, training, and so therefore it goes up. So these are the only opportunities they have to actually interact, because otherwise what else is going on? You know? I mean, unless they want to come and sit in a bureaucratic meeting or something like that. But otherwise, then what's going on? So that's the other problem that comes up, is those are much of the time only opportunity. Parikrams and kirtan melas. And if somebody has a seminar, I remember once before I was saying, you know, so Maharaj, you know, what are you going to speak on and this and that? Oh, whatever you like, you know. It's just like if you're in Bhagavatam, we'll just go with that. Or, but said, no, it's this and that. It says, you know, but I mean, what's the problem? Just, you know, this song says no. Unless there's a seminar and a topic that sounds unique and interesting, nobody will come. And I said, really? He said, you know, because it's like, I see you walk in, you're there on the, you know, you get there on the weekend, you know, they get a race on Saturday, you know, Sunday, like that. Monday, there's no one there. A couple of people, and then by the middle of the week, there's absolutely no one. Tell the funny stories out in Tatu by the one temple. You know, first day, packed, no place in the temple. Next day was, you know, pretty well packed. The next day, then there was a small group of devotees and a whole bunch of tape recorders. Like that, you know, because, you know, somebody wanted, so they're taping for them. The next day was less people, more tape recorders. Like that. And then, you know, he noticed that some people would come in, just set up the tape recorders and go out. You know, because they set it up and they'll listen later in that. So he thought, oh, okay. So then that afternoon, he went home, got his tape recorder, recorded his nice class, whatever, his, you know, the next day's class and everything like that. So, you know, time for the class, you know, some devotees come in, they're setting up tape recorders. He came in and set up his tape recorder. When the time to go, he pushed the button and walked out.
He was on the urge. This is the Zoom.
Hmm?
Zoom. He should claim his.
Yes.
His rights.
Yeah, he was cutting edge.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you know, so there's the things. How is there being involved like that? I remember Calcutta before was that you went out to people's houses. The weekdays means that, especially those early 70s, the small deities would go out and do programs at people's houses. You know, the Swami would go, everybody would go, you know, everybody like that. If you had to stay at the temple to take care of things, but everybody went out for the programs. The small deities would go. Yeah, yeah. They go and, you know, they, you know, because you'd always have a kirtan, a lecture, an arti, you know, offering artik, and then prashad, like this. And so they would go to all these programs. And then these people would invite all their friends and relatives. And so you'd have a big program. And then from that, someone else would want a program. So they would do, you know, and they're common people. So much of them are the same, but they might have a few other relatives or friends and like that. And so they would spend, I think the week nights were all at people's houses. And also, I think Sunday morning they would also go to houses. But I think that was more just a closer kind of thing. But they do the programs that. Then weekends, that was where all those people then came to the temple. The place was packed. You know, you hardly had any room to move in the temple. You know, so like that. And same in Chopati. They do that. They don't take the deities out, but they go and they all the brahmacharis and that, they're all out doing programs during the week, weekends at the temple. Like that. So who's doing that? You know, a few do something and try to train the community and make them involved, and others is just, they're just there. There's, you know, 5 devotees in the temple and 500 to 1,000 living in the so-called community that's not being cultivated. And that's the old ones. We're not even talking about new ones. So the difficulty comes down is even though it's not an ideal situation, but then where is the situation? That's another aspect, because otherwise, then, you know, where is it? You know, people are too busy being managers, you know. That's the thing. That's the thing you're trying to do, and all the talks about that, and no one has time because you're always, you know, lobbying and meeting and texting and this and that and arranging another meeting. So when do the devotees see anybody?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when are they there? When are they... So that's the thing. So it's no.
Definitely.
Yeah. So in that, you know, so here then we see is that this, in this opening here, then they're being very, very careful showing out, because he's saying that, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they point these things out. So we have to be very, very careful so we understand in the right context. So hearing these pastimes is a wonderful thing, and it will inspire people, and, you know, and they'll be want to move forward in Krishna consciousness. But you have to be very careful that it's the right consciousness is also seen, that that's developed. So, yeah. And so if that's always going on and everybody's doing that, then people start to adjust and everything like that. But if only some do and others don't, then you know, people will go that side, but how long will they stay? I mean, they're hearing the nectar there, and then the same stories, they'll have to go out to somewhere else to hear other stories. You know, if you go, when you go, you know, you're going around Radhakund, all those big places that are there that you walk by. You know, you come past Gauranga's, his Baitak. You know, and the path goes and it suddenly bends like this. Mm-hmm. There's a huge hall there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And so, I mean, you got guys that are telling all these things. And so that's where they end up. So unless you can cultivate and train and all that, then you can't guarantee, you know, how much they'll stick, because unless there's a foundation, then... You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like how you say it. You have the nice filling, but unless there's the pie crust, how does it stay? No?
It's like potato pizza.
Yeah, today's a goddess.
You know, you still have the crust, but there's no crust.
Yeah. Now, you make the roasty, right? When you turn it over, you put some tomatoes and that, you put some cheese, you put the lid on so it melts. Okay? But it just melts. And it's nice, it's melted and all that. But then you take it off, put it in a plate, put it under the grill. So then the top gets, you know, browned, the cheese.
Yeah.
Then you won't feel so bad.
Thank you. Talking about this in the evening.
It
should have been in the morning before breakfast.
We're
out
in the shop.
But we still could have done this one.
Yeah. It's too late.
Beginning of visual pleasure.
Something to look forward to. Now you can make your plans. You have 2 weeks to plan.
I would rather mix the potato with curd and make a dosa out of it.
Aha! Okay. And the coconut chutney without the dal. Okay.
So
you're saying he's one of the apasampradayas.
No, I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I just wouldn't think of that. Yeah. These are topics you don't want to get into. There's no end to what you can think of. In those days, Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami lived with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas all other commentators lived far away from him. Right? So that's why then it's very special, because what's being given here is taken straight from their notes. Right? So yeah. These two great personalities, Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami, recorded the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moment by moment. They described these activities briefly as well as elaborately in their notebooks. Srila Prabhupada, for future reference, we should remember that Srup Damodar Goswami recorded the pastimes briefly, whereas Raghunath Das Goswami recorded them elaborately. These two great personalities simply recorded the facts. They did not create any descriptive literary embellishments. They just said what was there. So then from that, what Srup Damodar Goswami writes, he writes briefly, so you know he's going to get the essential points. And then the Raghunath Das giving them elaborately, you have to see them in the context of those specific points. Otherwise you get off the track. Does that make sense? It's probably saying for future reference.
Is there any mention somewhere that Srup Damodar Goswami's notes were lost? But Raghunath Das, he had his notes.
That I'm not sure, because you always hear about the his yeah. What is it? Kadacha.
Kadacha.
Yeah. Three 14:10, because he says for future reference, one should remember. Srup Damodar wrote short notes, whereas Raghunath Das Goswami wrote elaborate descriptions. I shall describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities more elaborately, as if fluffing out compressed cotton. Right? So in other words, the cotton gets compressed, and then by dealing with it, then it fluffs back what it is. So we see is that that's coming there, because previously then they are described in Chaitanya Bhagavad. In Chaitanya Mangala. So what's been described elaborately there, he only then gave the brief description. But in here, then he's giving more elaborate details, though you see is actually it's still a small amount. So they're picking a few points and then major points. And then, because he says moment by moment, this is going on for, you know, how many years?
What?
It means these pastimes specifically, then is 6 years. 18, but this level 18.
Yes, only 6 years.
The last
6 years you went traveling preaching.
And then I came on.
Yeah, because I got the idea that said I think mine had said 6 out of the 18. These 6 are spent just like this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have 6 years of 24 hours a day, 360 days, and they said, you know, elaborate notes. So.
Where are those?
First, digest these. Srila Prabhupada, Panjitika means further explanations of a subject. Writing such explanations is likened to the process of fluffing up cotton. 3:14, 11 through 14. Please hear faithfully this description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions. Thus you will come to know of his ecstatic love, and ultimately you will achieve love of Godhead. Right? So he's saying, just hearing this, how he's explaining here, following this, but hear faithfully this description. Then it says you will ultimately achieve love of God. You will know about Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic love, and you will attain love of God, following the footsteps. So there's no need of going anywhere else. So therefore then what's stated here, what the acharyas are saying, then this is, we're good. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna, his condition exactly corresponded to that of the gopis in Vrindavan after Krishna's departure for Mathura. The lamentation of Srimati Radharani when Uddhava visited Vrindavan gradually became a feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental madness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotions exactly corresponded to those of Srimati Radharani when she met Uddhava. The Lord always conceived of himself in her position and sometimes thought that he was Srimati Radharani herself. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that the purport of the word abhimana, or self-conception, is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought himself to be in the position of Srimati Radharani and was always ready to render Krishna service in that way. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he assumed the complexion and emotions of Srimati Radharani and remained in that status. He never assumed the complexion or status of Lord Krishna. Of course, Krishna wanted to experience the role of Srimati Radharani. That is the original cause of his assuming the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, pure Vaishnavas never disturb Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception of being Srimati Radharani. Unfortunately, at the present time, a group of so-called devotees maintain that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the enjoyer, and they are enjoyers as well. Right? So that's the thing. He's enjoyer, but they are also. That's the thing. It's always going, always when these groups, it comes down to that they're going to be the enjoyers. They have actually deviated from devotional service to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested himself to show that cultivation of love for Krishna and separation is the easiest way of success for all living entities. Despite this fact, there are some theosophists who declare that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such cultivation is easy for him, but difficult for the living entity, and that one should therefore approach Krishna in any way he likes. To nullify this idea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated practically how one can achieve love of Krishna by adopting Srimati Radharani's mood in separation from Krishna. Right? But he can take on the mood and experience there. We take on that mood as servants of the servants of the servants. Like that. Because he and his energy are non-different. We can do that. We're just energy. So that's not going to happen. And we're small. So he sees, he says, don't disturb his mood, means that he's the enjoyer. Right? So then you don't, you know, otherwise this line comes up about the peacock feather, it comes up about this, that, and so. No, but what one has to understand is that mood of service, and it's not a, it doesn't, that's where it says do not disturb. Don't change that mood. So?
The mood of service.
Yeah, mood of service, and that mood of that he is in that mood serving like that. That he's the servant, he's not an enjoyer. Like that. Because you see is that the devotees, Lord Chaitanya is there, he's in that mood. But the devotees, knowing who he is, they're disturbed that he's lying on the hard ground and all these different things like that. So they're taking care. So that's why you see is we're worshipping Lord Chaitanya as a grihastha. Because none of the devotees like seeing him as a sannyasi. You know? Because they know who he is, but he's taking that mood, and so then they assist. So you have these, you understand that's what's going on in his mood, but at the same time as you have the form in which that the acharyas have given their worship. Yeah?
Another day, one devotee was quoting the verse of Naham Vipo Nachanarapatena Pivasha, and then it goes, Kapi Martopa Kamara Dasa Dasa Rudas.
Yes.
And he was telling me, he said, but Lord Chaitanya is in the moon of Radha, and our position is to be a servant of Radharani to get to Krishna. Therefore, really, the verse means Kapi Martopa Kamara Yor Dasi Anudasi Anudasi Anudasi. Where do you get that stuff from?
But the point is first become a das. because otherwise then if you get too much into that, then that's what the Shaki Bhaktis are. They're directly that. So it's servant of the servant, we're following the Goswamis and what they're doing and all that, because the external aspect is not the main flavor. It's that mood of service. There's that full surrender of the gopis that's appreciated by so many great personalities throughout the spiritual realm. Bhishma Dev is appreciating that. Uddhava is appreciating that. Others are, because their surrender, even the queens at Dwarka are appreciating that. It's just their surrender is so much greater. So that's the whole point. It's not the detail. It's the surrender. That's really the important point. Yes?
Also, this kind of things, I've noticed those who claim to be Rasik, but don't know enough Tattva, they mix things, which creates rasavas. Therefore, this, idea is coming from mixing sadaka rupa and siddha rupa. So if you mix both, then the deviation happens. Because Raghunath Das Goswami, he prays actually in Manashiksha. He says, my relationship to Krishna is through Srimati Radharani. So that is the main, and you know, Krishna is how she does, I just follow her. But then we have to distinguish, we can't mix the two. We can't mix his mood, you know, in Aprakat with his mood here as Raghunath Das, who is top Vairagi. I mean, what he did, it's like really extreme. I mean, we just read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we mix things, it doesn't give any taste, basically. Mm-hmm. Although it sounds good, it should be, you know, sevadikara di koronija dasa, or koronija dasi, or this dasi, or that dasi, or, you know, the flute, whether it's he or whether it's she, you know, because in Brahma Samhita it mentions Priya Sakhi.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, it's all getting unnecessary into details.
Yeah, you don't need that detail, because unless it means something, then why get into it? Like that.
I mean, the standard goes on, Mark.
No, I'm out of the loop, so... I know, I mean, the same as, like you said before, the same thing comes around, you know, so it's just like now, it's what is it, before there were in pants, there were no pleats, and then pleats were the big thing, then again there was no pants, and I mean no pleats, and then now they're starting to come back in again. It's just always going around and around. That's it. Around and around and around it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. I think that's the phrase. Ooh, that even came out non-binary. Okay. Because in the originalist thing, it says she. You know, because a ship is she, or things are she.
No, just had a realization. The Chinese are actually quite advanced, because when they speak English, they can never say, if it's he, they say she. If it's she, they say he. They can never get it right. Even a Chinese who graduate from university in English language, when they speak, they go, he
it did this. Like a quoting from, what is it? Hey, you gotta feed it. Yeah, so. Yeah. So the whole point is, because he says dasi, anodasi, anodasi, but what does that mean? You know, just by saying that, you think, ooh, yeah, you know, but what does that mean? Because the point is yes, that dasi is there serving that. That means Radharani is as the chief. Then there's Lalita. Then there's, you know, Rupa and the Goswamis. And then it's coming down to Parampara in the Leela like that. What's our connection to that? Right? What's our connection? Like, I mean, zero is a good day. You know what I'm saying? So we... Those Goswamis have come here in a form, Sadaka Rupa, that we can follow, and so therefore we're following them. Following those instructions, then that's what's there. Yeah. You know? Because Lord Chaitanya wasn't going, well, because I'm a Dasa, I'm Radharani's mood, therefore I can hang out with the Devadasis and all that. No, right. he would be very strict.
That's right.
So what does it mean? Okay. Dasyana, dasyana, das. Great, okay, but what does it mean?
It's the internal mood that Lord Chaitanya came to experience.
Yeah, he came to experience, and okay, great. And so then, but what's your position? Why is it in the puja when you do Bhuta Shuddhi, you quote this verse? You, even if you're saying that's the position, you can't say that because you are not doing that.
Right.
saying that you're doing that, you're not doing that, that's sahajya.
Yes.
That's the straight, upfront, textbook definition of sahajya. Therefore, you're sitting there, you know, with the, you know, the fur on your chin, and so therefore it's dasanu, dasanu, das. You know? And he said, well, what about the ladies? We can say it. But then the point is we're here thinking we're Purusha, I'm the controller and enjoyer. So therefore, again, everybody in the material world thinks that they're masculine. You know? So therefore, until that's given up, what's the meaning of even saying that? You know, the shloka says this, it's quoted by this, it's used by the acharyas in this way, they've all recommended it, so therefore, why adjust it? You know,
why adjust it? That's right.
You know, it's just like that. It's just, you know, why adjust other things? You say you're, you know, your name is Krishna Das, but then, you know, is it really? You know, it's, you know, Krishna, you know, supposed to be a servant of Krishna, but I actually think I'm the controller and enjoyer, but I try to control it in such a way like this and that, as long as someone doesn't get me too upset, or, you know, they, you know, too many, you know, younger guys or new guys don't get in my way and all that. But, you know, as long as I'm doing okay and no one's bothering me, I can really take the humble move. But if someone gets me up, you know, then I'm going to, like this, you know, I have to assert myself. We have to establish authority here and all this and all that. Was that a good explanation of the Das? So, but I'm just saying, that wouldn't be what reality is going on. So then, why use Das? Use that. You know? Krishna's rat bag. You know? So, it's there. Das is given. So therefore, be happy. You know, we don't need to try to stretch the definitions beyond our ability. In other words, if we're in, you know, third grade, why talk quantum physics? You know, why get into an argument with another third grader on whether it's string theory or particle theory or dark matter? You know, why get into that?
Yes. So, Maharaj, it could be an ornamentative fault. When you are referring to Gopir Bharat, means already you are saying he's the master of the gopis. Then if you say, I am Dasi, then you are actually being a competitor to gopis rather than being their servant.
Mm. Yeah, because, it's like that Ganga, what was that? That one with the Digvijay Pandit, he did that.
Mm.
That's a very good point, very good point. Because then if you're Dasi, I'm a Dasi. But then which one? Because he already said Gopi by following the line, and then you're saying Dasi. So then that's a different line. So then.
Make that point again, Guru.
You already said Gopi Bharatu, means you are already referring to the husband of Gopis and your servant.
Right.
That means you are referring to a parallel servant rather than being in that line. Otherwise, why would you say two times?
Yes.
That means you are referring, you are a kind of competitor to the gopis rather than you're the servant of the gopis.
Yeah.
Jumping over the head, is that the point?
Yeah, that really? Just happens. So that's why it's very specific. you can go on and get it and just cut that clip out. Okay, here it is. Yeah, because I mean, we come up with these things and we think we're being very poetic, but you know, we have to be careful. Donkeys sincerely think they're being poetic. When they bray, you know, it's not just when something's going on, but when there's nothing happening and they're sitting in the field and they really get into it and start braying and all that, and they see, then Niti Shastra mentions they think they're being poetic and they really can't understand why everyone is throwing shoes at them and telling them to shut up. It's like, hey, this is poetry, come on.
Send the buffaloes, I mean buffaloes. I've never heard anything but buffaloes. Where did he get his voice from? Cows is fine.
There is a story. There is a story that Indra wanted to compete with Krishna, and like he created crows, he wanted to make something, and he ended up with a buffalo. No, so where that story is from, but I've heard that since the 70s. So.
Also, Maharaj, when you refer to us as dasis, we always say Krishna Priya, referring to Krishna's beloved servant I am,
mm-hmm.
when you refer to feminine,
mm-hmm.
that flows properly. You cannot refer to the feminine's husband's dasi. Then,
oh, then it's you're the dasi of the husband rather than
yes.
the dasi of the
yes.
servant of the husband. I mean, yeah. Hmm.
Because all our Vaishnava Acharya's songs, it's the other way rather than.
Yeah, they never talk like that. They may talk about how doing service and this and that, they may go into that, you see. But it's that side, not this side.
Mahaprabhu also pray, I am the Tanuja Kinkara, I'm your eternal servant. He doesn't say, I'm Kinkari.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't say, Kinkari, I am the Tanuja Kinkari.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sanskrit is...
It's very exact.
Yeah, it's very, very precise.
Well, that's why, because otherwise if someone...
Whether we stick to what they say, the acharyas.
Yeah, so it just...
Otherwise 12, 48 years of study then.
Oh, yeah. 12 years study Sanskrit.
Yeah.
12 for Vyakaran, 12 for Chandas, 12 for Nirukta, and 12 for...
You're growing old like that.
Yeah, so that's what's so unique about it. It means Jiva Goswami doing all that in 20 years. And then what he knows, even the people he learned from doesn't know. But, Yeah, so we already have a mood, we have a path. We just have to stick to that. We don't have to create stuff.
It's actually the mode of passion.
Yeah.
Because everything is there ready. Just
yeah.
use it according to the manual, it will work.
Yes.
Now I want to get there now.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said here. Please hear faithfully this description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions. Thus, you will come to know of his ecstatic love, and ultimately, you will achieve love of Godhead. So that's his opening. Right, you know, so then he starts to go into that. Yeah, so that's the process we follow. That's why he says follow the footsteps. That's Raga Anuga.
Like that. Not
Yeah, we're not Raga Anuga. Means Raganuka, those who are on the platform of prema, then you can technically say they're Ragatmika, because rag is their life. Means that rag, attachment to Krishna, that's all there is. It's exclusive. So it's so full. But at the same time, you still will see they're all following who's before them.
Yes.
You know, so it's all, so you can't, you have to be very careful that we don't become Ragatmika. Like that. So we're always going to be following, even if you're on that platform. Otherwise, it gets the problem of, you know, you become the guru and like that. So there are deviations that get into that stuff. Right? Such is the state of transcendental madness. Why is it difficult to understand? When one is highly elevated in love of Krishna, he becomes transcendentally mad and talks like a madman. Quote, when the ecstatic emotion of enchantment gradually progresses, it becomes similar to bewilderment. Then one reaches the stage of astonishment, vaichitri, which awakens transcendental madness. Udgurna, unsteadiness, and chitrajalpa, varieties of mad emotional talks, are two among the many divisions of transcendental madness. Footnote 1. This is a quotation from the Ujjwala Nilamani, Stai Bhava Prakarana. 174. It says, so when it's highly elevated, then these things come up. So, therefore, if we find this very attractive, we want, so just like you're saying, there's that striving for, you know, that gopi bhava club, but the point of that's what you want, you get it by following the footsteps here of the proper of the sadhana and all that. If you actually want it, this is the process. Like you said, no, they want a quick route and that, like that, and it doesn't. Some of us? Yeah. Okay. Does that say? Because from this side it looks like you have time left. From that side then.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Because from here now it goes into a past, it starts the pastime.
Yes.
It's going into that one about the lady who climbed on his shoulder. So when it's that enchantment gradually progresses. So that's the thing, is we're following the process to first become steady. And that steady means faith that only by bhakti is anything accomplished, and nothing else will give you that. When that's there, then in that state, then one can start to have a taste. And from that taste, then one gets attachment. That attachment then will develop into the bhava, into that rati. That rati then, when it becomes exclusive, then it can turn into prema. So it's a very specific path that's there.
Does that mean that on the platform of steadiness, which is nishtha, at that point your chanting is offenseless? And your tendency to criticize others is completely gone from the heart?
What I would say is that this is a prominent thing. You wouldn't say it's there, otherwise why is it at that point? Because Prabhupada mentions nishtha means that the anartha nivritti is 75%.
Right.
But, so it's still, there's something there.
Yes.
Because even in bhava sadhana, you're still removing problems. And ultimately, vastusiddhi means that once you come to the kwapa, you have to leave this body, because this body is just the nature of it. It just can't function on that level.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be something left. But I think it's in Madhurya Kadambini where Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions at each stage what is accomplished and what's left.
Also in Kalina Kalpataru,
he also
gives
okay.
every, he said, well, that's going to happen next, and then that's going to happen next.
Yeah, so that's what you look for, those symptoms. And if you see those, if that's what you want, then follow the process, it'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Don't make up something. Because you're sincerely trying to follow that, because you want, and if someone says, oh, well, that's Vaidhi, you can only get through Rag. But the point is you only get to Rag through Vaidhi. If someone has Rag now, it's because they did Vaidhi before. They don't say anything else. No one says anything else. That's why they say it can take so many births. Because the Gyatra Sukriti is building up until it comes to the point where there's faith and like this. So the point is at this point, we can go back to Godhead in one lifetime.
Yeah.
Or we can continue the process, you know, and birth after birth, you know. But the point is it can be done. It's just a matter of how much we want to commit to it. So we see the example is given of the gopis. In one moment they're surrendering, or Maharaj Katvanga, there's a moment, you know, like that. And, you know, Dhruva Maharaj took him 6 months, but, you know. So the point is it can be done. We just have to follow what is being done. So just as the material world is separate, is the material world, there's the spiritual world, but then for the Uttamadikaris, it's all Krishna's kingdom. So for them, there is no material world. It's made out of inferior energy,
yes,
temporary energy, but it's still Krishna's energy, and so it's all used just for Krishna. So they don't see another realm. They don't see anything but. That's why you see everyone as a quality. So that's the point, is the Vaidhi is Vaidhi because that's your consciousness and Adhikar. Rag means it's the same functions, just now done out of that natural attraction to please Krishna. That's what it means. It's not that the activities change. The 64 items don't change.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai.